Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So I have a runaway, do not even walk near it.
Oh.
So last night, and we do have to talk about Thursday Night Football for just a minute. But let me explain this first. The game was really boring in the first half. I think it was like 7-0 at one point.
Who was playing?
It was the Jets and, the Houston Texans.
I believe it was 7-0 at half.
Yeah. I think that's when we gave up. So we head upstairs, and she's going to sleep, and I'm sitting in my chair, and I'm just not tired yet, believe it or not. And I think it was on Netflix. Almost positive it's on Netflix. Prince, My Name Is.
Oh.
Which is, it's a documentary about Prince, of course. It was awful.
Really?
Awful.
One of those things where they're just using the name as clickbait, and then you click on it, and you're like, this was not well done.
I mean, they're talking about the 80s. Of course, they talk about Purple Rain and 1999. Didn't even give a mention to his greatest album of all times, Sign of the Times.
Well, just...
didn't even mention it.
Throw that VHS tape in the bin.
I think AI wrote the script and somebody just read it.
Right. Is there a strong chance that you hated it because you're such a fanatic? If somebody was like, I don't even know who Prince is, and clicked on this thing, would it be somewhat informative?
I would find another one.
Okay.
That was more detailed. And, I mean, it was of course, glowing about Prince and everything, but... It was just, I didn't learn a damn thing.
Okay, let's go back to football just for a second.
Yes, please.
I mean, we have to talk about it. I'm sorry. We have to talk about it. I've watched the video 20 Malachi Corley.
His name is a left bench.
I have watched the video
left bench
100 times.
Yes.
What's interesting about the call on that game is out of the gate, the commentators did not see that Malachi, the probably now benched rookie, drops the ball. Oh, yes, Dan, drops the ball.
I saw it immediately.
On the 1 yard line. And the reason he dropped it is he was showboating. You know how when the player's going into the end zone and they just start strolling in like they own the world with their hand down, he goes to drop the ball like you drop a microphone.
That's exactly
only
right.
He drops it 1 yard shy of the end zone.
Maybe an inch.
Rookie mistake.
We were watching it live. And the announcers said, that's his first career touchdown ever for Malachi Corley or whatever his
name is. Not so fast.
And I screamed out immediately, I think he dropped that before the end zone. And then it rolled through the end zone and out the back. Automatic touchback.
Yep. But it took the commentators, I'm sorry,
it took them too long.
They go, oh, wait a minute. What are they talking about? Oh, wait a minute. Did he drop that? And then they go back and it's like, oh!
That's D-U-M dumb right there.
That is D-U-M dumb.
Corley, bless his heart, was not, quote, made available to reporters after the game.
I wonder why.
won't be made available for the bus either.
Why did you drop the ball?
Well, he didn't drop it. He open-palmed, drop-mic'd it as if to say, look at me, I just got a touchdown, when...
Look at me, Ma.
No, you didn't.
Boy, it was almost like he had skunk spray on him on the sidelines.
One player did go over.
And
did
patted
you see
him on
this?
The back.
And patted him on the back.
And said, don't ever do that
again. I was going to say, you couldn't hear what he was saying, which was a bunch of expletives.
Everyone in the world as if to say, I am so glad I'm not you right now.
Everybody makes mistakes.
But when you make that mistake when you're showboating,
totally
you deserve
different
ball to be called out. You deserve to be called out.
Quoting here from the interim coach, what an amazing opportunity for this kid to grow and learn from. I promise you, 10 years from now, when he's still playing in this league, it will never happen again.
No, you left out a key part of that quote. 10 years from now, when he's still playing in this league, but for a different team.
Well,
it's like back in the day when they were allowed to high-step it into the end zone, which is now taunting, when they would fumble while high-stepping because they would hit their hip with the ball on accident.
It was
hilarious
just his second
every time.
Touch of the ball all year.
Mm-hmm. So who won?
Second and
final.
The
Jets won.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, I think it was 21-17.
I completely forgot there was a football game last night because it was Halloween.
By the way, he was recruited as a cornerback out of high school. And so he is very, very, very young.
Well, no. He didn't make
the 22.
Jump. No, he didn't make the jump from high school to the pros.
He became a star, recruited as a cornerback out of high school. He became a star for Western Kentucky first, catching 29 touchdown passes his three seasons.
I don't think in the modern era anyone, unlike LeBron James, from high school to the NBA.
It's because you're not big enough.
You're not good enough. I don't think there's been a single person in the modern era that has gone from high school football to the NFL.
And you're not smart enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a totally different ballgame.
Bless his heart.
Well, don't showboat.
I always think about their mother. You know his mom is watching. If she was at home, if she was at the game, I don't know. If you were his mother, you're just going, oh.
She probably texted him and said, you should have held on to that ball.
Probably heading to the courthouse to change your last name.
I raised you better than that. That's what I would say to my children. I raised you better than that. You make sure you're in that end zone.
Is it too late to disown him?
Bless his heart.
I bet she's working on it.
You're not coming home for Thanksgiving.
rapper Young Thug has been released from jail after changing his plea to guilty earlier yesterday in Georgia's longest-running criminal trial. He averted prison time with probation, bringing a stunning close to a chapter of a case that has riveted court watchers for nearly 2 years.
Riveted?
Riveted. That's what they said.
Okay.
The plea change by the rapper, whose real name is Jeffrey Williams, appeared on the brink of not happening after Superior Court Judge Paige Whitaker asked if he agreed to a non-negotiated plea. The parties returned after a brief recess, and Young Thug agreed.
Could we please just call him by his given name?
Mr. Williams.
Thank you.
Mr. Thug.
Thank you. Sam.
Agreed to plead guilty to drug and gun-related charges and no contest.
Can you imagine if the judge, defendant should rise, Mr. Thug? How do you plead?
What always blows my mind is that we're always, for whatever reason, surprised when these rappers who rap about committing crimes get charged and convicted with committing crimes.
Okay.
Let's see what his biggest hit is.
Let's not.
Rappers are either Lil or they're Young.
No, we've already talked about this, and I don't like either one, especially when they misspell Young. That's so weird.
He's known for his eccentric vocal style.
Okay.
I would play you
fashion.
One.
No. Nope.
No, we're good.
But I like my job.
Nope, let's not.
His biggest hit is Trance. Has 750 million listens. Check that. Pick Up the Phone has 752 million listens.
And then Hot Remix, Feat Gunna and Travis Scott.
Okay, I think Remix is not part of the song title. I think that's just a remix.
You mean featured, Sam.
And then The London, Feat J. Cole and Travis Scott.
He saw continued success with the release of his commercial mixtapes, I'm Up, Slime Season 3.
Okay, we are moving on. Speaking of crime, we're not looking to make this a topic.
You gotta hear some of these song titles.
No, we are not spending any more. We've already spent 4 minutes on Young Thug or whatever. We are not.
He was on that hit Havana.
Mm.
Havana, na-na-na.
You can't forget Way Too Sexy.
Okay.
Money on the Dresser. I wonder what that's about.
Go Crazy?
When you leave your wallet on the dresser before you go into work, I can't stop at Wendy's.
He won Grammy for Song of the Year for his contributions to the Childish
Gambino. Got a song
Gambino's
called Wit Darax.
Okay.
Wow.
Featuring Feat 21 Savage and Travis Scott.
You miss a lot when you're close to being a boomer.
Your dateline is Higginsville, Missouri for our next story.
Oh, the lyrics are even better.
No. Parents have been arrested after a theft at Walmart involving their children.
Oh.
But not just the theft. Wait until you hear who was driving the getaway car when police finally caught up with the thieving family.
Were they Young Thugs?
They were, Scott. Actually, very young.
Cream soda vanilla hot box
thugs.
Skirt.
Samuel. I don't think we can say that on here.
What did I say wrong?
You can't say.
Well, yes, you can. That's not a sexual term.
I'm so old, I didn't even know that. Let's just move on.
What term?
Hotboxing is when you smoke weed in a car
and
you don't
beatboxing.
Hotboxing. Beatboxing is when you make the beat with your mouth.
Wow.
Like when you go.
Please don't ever, ever do that again on this
podcast. Boots and cats.
Boots and cats. I'm leaving. I'm done.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. We're hotboxing. Story here from Fox News. A passenger who was sitting next to a man of stature, his words, not mine, by man of stature, that means plus-sized.
Husky.
Yeah. During a long flight, took to social media to ask users what they would have done if they were uncomfortable. The user wrote, "I understand how uncomfortable he must have felt, but I also have relatively broad shoulders and was confined to half of my seat with one armrest for the entirety of a five-hour flight. I would never want to embarrass him or make a scene, but for future reference, is there anything that could have been done?" In the Reddit forum, United Airlines, users shared their own experiences and suggestions. One user said, "This happened to me recently. The armrest could go down, but he was otherwise spilling into my seat." Another chimed in, "Happened to me last year, and I regretted it the entire five-hour flight. As soon as they plop down, I would immediately
get..."
Yeah, I know. I'm just reading the words. "I would immediately get out and talk to a flight attendant about moving." Another user said, "Blame should not be placed on others, but that the issue is due to the size of the seats. Write an email to the airline," they said. "The problem is neither one of you. It's the airline's absolutely taking us for everything and giving us nothing." Okay. We've all been there. We've all been seated next to somebody who's probably bigger than the seat.
I even got a really angry all caps email from someone very dear to me a couple weeks ago who said her grievance, and this was last Friday, and I don't think we got it on the air, was the leg toucher next to her on the airplane. Wasn't necessarily a larger than normal human being.
But they spread.
But the man spreader.
Mm-hmm.
You are not allowed to man spread on the plane.
Okay.
She's like, "Why are you touching my leg? That's disgusting. I don't know who you are. That's creeping me out."
My hips
and
are wider
Sam
than the
triggered.
Seat. My shoulders are wider than the seat. The only place that I can put my knees is between the seats because my legs are longer than the leg space allows. Therefore, if they don't want to be touching my leg, they need to keep their legs together because I can't put my knees together without not sitting. It's uncomfortable every time. I have been stuck in situations where the person next to me was even larger than me, and we just got to know each other. By got to know each other, I mean shared sweat between our arms because point were they not touching for the entire flight.
Okay.
You just either get over it or buy a second ticket.
Well, who should buy the second ticket?
Wait, Sam, or you sit in the more leg room, emergency aisle.
Yeah, but those seats are already assigned to somebody else, and they're not giving those up.
I'm saying when you book.
Oh.
That would be a situation where I wouldn't have to man spread as much. But yes, I cannot sit down in the seat with my knees together. I physically cannot do it.
Seat size from the text line, they've gotten smaller as the average person size goes up.
That's true.
Both are true. The American of today is much heavier than the American of yesterday. And I'm not going to read the text that came in from 7909.
Some
you can't
men
say
have,
that because then what I... Okay, never mind.
I read the start of the text.
Okay.
There's a reason that men spread their legs.
All right, Higginsville, Missouri. Okay. That's on you. It's not my problem. A pair of Romanian nationals have been arrested and charged after they allegedly involved their children in the theft of hundreds of dollars in merchandise from Walmart.
Okay.
This is out of Lafayette County. Circuit court records filed this week have revealed that the mom, age 46, and the dad, 19.
I'm sorry?
Wait a minute.
Mom is 46, dad is 19?
I did not catch that the first time I read this story. That Nargarita Durak, 46, and Carmen Zaharia, 19. That could go either way. But one of them is 46, one of them is 19. Anyway, both Romanian nationals living in Kansas City were charged in connection to a theft that they allegedly involved their children in. The Higginsville Police Department says on Monday, law enforcement officials were called to the Walmart with reports of a shoplifting in progress. The caller reported both the male and female loaded a shopping cart full as they pushed it out the door of the grocery store and got into a maroon minivan. Law enforcement officials got there, started pursuing the minivan. Minivan pulls over in a break time gas station spot. A short high-speed chase led them to this point. They pull the van over. The couple's 13-year-old child was behind the wheel.
Okay, so the 19-year-old cannot be a biological parent. That would have to be a step-parent. Because otherwise they would have been six when the child was born.
That is an accurate observation.
I believe that's biologically impossible.
Good quick math.
Thank you.
Investigators noted that three other children of Durack and Zaharia.
So they would have to be very young.
Ages 1.
2 and 3.
2 and 9.
No!
Were also inside the vehicle. Yeah, we need to peel back this onion. Because I'm starting to think the Walmart theft is neither here nor there. Meanwhile, the $665 in stolen merchandise lay in plain view on the floor of the van.
$665?
Couple TVs.
Yeah.
Both remain behind bars.
Where are the kids?
I thought the same thing, Sam, when I read this. Because four of the children. The 13-year-old, you'd send the 13 to juvie? If mom and dad are saying, or quasi-mom dad are saying, you're driving the getaway car?
Well, dad's barely old enough to go to regular jail. I think that's a typo.
I'm starting to wonder.
It has to be.
There's no way he has a 9-year-old kid.
Okay.
There's just no way.
Or there's a lot of other crimes going on here.
What was the youngest you were when you took your parents' car without permission?
I never did. I feared my father.
Well, then when did you bottom out the transmission?
Hey, we're not supposed to talk about that, man.
Everyone that has picked this story up, by the way, everyone who's picked this story up, they're quoting them as age 46 and 19. I'm just saying.
Well, that's biologically not
MSN
right.
For not that MSN is some, it's not the New York Times.
Well, but they're just picking up
a story
from the
AP. But they have picked this up, and they are also reporting ages 46 and 19.
Did nobody read the story and go, that
clearly
can't be,
they did not.
That there's no way that could happen?
I mean, that wouldn't be legal here, for sure. I don't know how they do it.
In Romania?
Yeah.
They're Romanian?
Nationals.
Are we sure they're being honest about who the kids belong to?
Sam, I just read the news. I don't know. I don't understand their family tree as it is presented in front of me.
So when did you take your parents' car, Scott?
I didn't take it without their permission. I had their permission to drive the car.
In a responsible manner.
Correct.
You didn't have the permission to launch it off the crazy bump.
Crazy bump on Highway 5 in Leavenworth. No, I did not. Sam, thank you. I'm going to get grounded.
That statute of limitations is long expired.
Man, I hope so. And then when the transmission fell out of the car a couple days later, I pretended like I didn't know why. It's because we went Dukes of Hazzard in Mom's Mercedes, all right? And we jumped the crazy bump.
You had a great time doing it.
Yeah, we did.
Woohoo!
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, every once in a while, karma unfolds right in front of your eyes in the most glorious way on a Friday.
Oh, boy, what happened in there?
I don't know. I'm afraid to ask.
All day, I have been berated by all three of you.
Mocked, ridiculed.
Mocked and ridiculed because of the screw in my tire. And then, lo and behold, during the break.
Seriously?
there's a phone call coming in. I go, do people not know what we do for a living? By now, they should know not to call us during the show, right? It's just kind of annoying.
Well, not everybody knows.
He takes the call, and I hear, oh, the tire, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Needs to be replaced. All of them, or? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he had a very serious, and you could tell he was trying to shield me from the conversation he was having.
That's not true.
Full well knowing that you sat here all day long and made fun of my tire. And now, guess, in the last 2 hours, the universe has responded. Guess who needs not one, but four new tires?
Didn't you just buy that car?
No, it's not that one. It's the Kia.
Oh. What's
that song by Taylor Swift?
Fortnite?
Well, there's a lot of them, but Carmen might
cardigan?
Be my favorite.
Cardigan?
Right now.
Yeah, Cardigan.
Love them all equally, but love.
Love story?
Love.
I think it's
that,
love story.
Teardrops
love
on my guitar.
Line about the karma.
So somebody's getting a new set of tires on the old Steel Me. Huh?
Well, I'm giving it to
the Steel Mia.
I'm giving the Kia to Maya. And I want her to drive on a safe vehicle.
As would I.
And so the guy from Goodyear called me because there was a slow leak in the left tire.
I hate it when that happens.
You are really just milking this one.
There was a slow leak in the left tire, so I took it before I give it. Maya's coming in town this weekend to take possession of the Kia, which she's going to name Mia. And thank you, Dan. And but I noticed that there was a slow leak. I'm mindful of these things, so I took it to Goodyear this morning. They called during the break. I don't expect this guy to know what I do for a living. And what?
So we're talking about your car,
Dan.
The one I'm giving to Maya. Yeah. And so he said there is, but since we've already patched it once, we can't patch it twice. And by the way, we noticed that you're at 4/32nds of tread or something. Uh-huh. And he said 2/32nds of tread is considered bald. Mm-hmm. And he said, so, you know, we can just replace the one or we can do four. And knowing that I'm giving this car to my daughter to use while she's off at college, I wanted her to be safe, especially with the winter months approaching.
Absolutely.
And so I said, well, how much is four new tires? He gave me a quote and said, and right now we're doing labor is free deal here at Goodyear. And I said, great.
Great.
And so he gave me the price and I said, go ahead and replace all four and I'll pick it up tomorrow.
That's right.
And I didn't know, hang on. What I didn't, and I wasn't trying to shield this conversation from anyone. I'm not a conversation shielder. And so what I didn't know is somebody that I considered, keep in mind that's
a past tense,
the sister I never had, someone I considered someone that I loved, like a family member, was over there taking great joy in my in my trouble.
Your tire misery.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
she is about to face herself.
Yes.
The pair of you are going to be keeping the tire industry.
We are, Dan, but it gets better. This is why you don't revel in someone else's strife on a Friday.
Well, I didn't.
Yes,
Sam certainly did.
So then at the end of the conversation, he's like, all right, I got to get back on the radio, buddy. Yep, let's replace all four. And then I just hear the guy on the other end say, wait, before you go, the alignment is also way out of whack. We're going to have to deal with that alignment.
I said, we're not dealing with it today.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting that the relationship between you
no,
two is going
I'm
flat?
I'm suggesting the universe has a gigantic middle finger, and sometimes she chooses to put it straight up.
You missed the pun.
I heard it.
Okay.
Just let it go.
That was good.
I am sorry you need four new tires, as I was sorry for myself that I needed one.
Well, I wish you nothing but a weekend of nails and screws.
Oh, boy. Well...
All weekend?
Thank
you.
No.
Be sure to hydrate.
Somebody have a cigarette?
Speaking of driving.
I don't smoke.
From Deadline, 6 minutes ago, Tom Cruise is in early talks with Paramount Pictures about returning to star in the sequel of
Top
his
Gun.
1990 NASCAR drama, # Days of Thunder.
Really?
Sources have confirmed. Isn't that where he first met Nicole Kidman?
I thought that was on Eyes Wide Shut.
Mm-mm. That was, I am almost positive.
Was she in that movie?
Days of Thunder.
Hang on.
My phone just exploded.
With what, people who are mad at you for being so mean to me?
Yes.
No, I think it's more about what you said, Scott.
Oh. Yeah, Nicole Kidman was in Days of Thunder.
I knew it. That's where they met. Remember, there's that
Dr. Claire
famous
Lewicki.
Scene where
she's
they're
a neurosurgeon.
You know, yeah.
Who developed a relationship in the movie with Cole Trickle.
Yep.
Hmm.
Good old Cole Trickle.
Well, I never realized that Days of Thunder required a sequel. Why don't we focus on Top Gun 3, and then maybe we can do Days of Thunder Part 2, I don't know, next to never?
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if Nicole Kidman will come back for that. She is in that crime thriller drama with Liv Schreiber that I just loved. I haven't finished it because I got sidetracked with Bad Monkey, Sam.
Well, there's an,
she's she is a, outstanding
well, she's
in that.
She's also in, and I'm not going to go into too much detail here, an erotic thriller that's coming out where she is like a boss and she's married to, what's his face? The guy who played Zorro.
Zorro?
Banderas. Antonio Banderas. And anyway, she has an affair with her assistant. And apparently, according to a story I read in the New York Post or the New Yorker magazine, I can't
talking
remember.
About Baby Girl?
I don't remember. Steamy?
Let's just say 50 Shades of Grey looks like a G-rated movie, according to what I've heard.
And would there be something untoward about that for a woman of her stunning...
maturity?
Mature age?
No.
Yes, it is Baby Girl, based on the description that I am reading.
Okay. She has an affair with her assistant or intern or something, and let's just say it's steamy.
Okay.
Very.
So many jokes.
So uncomfortable right now.
Steamy.
So little time.
All right.
I'll tell you off the
air. Does Tom Cruise come back in Days of Thunder 2 deaf because he has been around all of that racket his entire life? The noise of the... aren't you supposed to wear earplugs down there?
Yes.
That's the only thing I remember about the one time I ever went to one of those things. It was the opening of Heartland Park.
They wear noise-canceling headphones.
Heartland Park, what was the one in Topeka? Wasn't there one in Topeka
Heartland
before?
Park?
Yeah. Whatever one it was that opened, I covered that as a reporter, and all I remember is I did not realize how many decibels, my God, you
it's
are talking about.
It's International, isn't it?
Wow.
Whatever. I'll tell you this. I've been to a handful of NASCAR races out there at the track at the Legends, and one year I was invited by the head of the race car track. His name escapes me at the moment. Pat, help me out on the text line. Pat. Anyway, we're in there in what's called the Governor's Suite. Bill Graves was actually there in the Governor's Suite.
Name dropper.
And well, I didn't talk to him. He couldn't care less.
Couldn't hear anything.
No, but you're in a box suite, right? You don't have to wear the noise canceling headphones. You don't have to wear them at all. But when we stepped out, this was years and years ago because I was married to Shonda at the time. When we stepped out of the box and were leaving, you know, the race was still going on. I mean, it is deafening. The sound from those NASCARs.
This says one NASCAR at a full throttle can reach 130 decibels. This says, which is as loud as a chainsaw. I thought it was louder than that.
Wait, if you put the chainsaw right to your head.
Yeah, maybe.
Now, right after a caution, it's not as bad because all of the cars are together. So it's loud and then quiet and then loud and then quiet.
The name of the sequel is Days of Thunder. What?
Pat Warren, yes, thank you, Texter.
By the way,
Pat
in Warren. Baby Girl, it's not the secretary, it's the intern.
I said intern. I didn't know if it was an assistant or an intern. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's naughty.
No one would think it was naughty or tawdry if it's the older professor seducing the younger.
No, they would argue it's criminal at that point.
No.
If you're saying an older man with a young.
The professor with the student, that story in Hollywood is as old as time. It's because she is the female professor, and he is the male.
No, she's an executive, and he's not like a college intern.
CEO and intern, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that what, oh my gosh, with Demi Moore, wasn't that sort of what that was about, where she said, well, she came on to Michael Douglas, and Michael Douglas said, no, 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 no. And then he sued for harassment. Do you remember how, like,
yeah, I can't remember
epic,
the name of that movie.
Groundbreaking.
Disclosure?
And, yes! How tawdry that was!
See, I don't... Now, you're trying to put words into my mouth that I have no problem with a mature Nicole Kidman being steamy in a movie with a younger man. I think Nicole Kidman is smoking red hot.
She looks incredible.
Is it going to be like a full-on sex scene, though?
Well, can we clean it up a little bit?
It's what Eyes Wide Shut was. I remember my eyes being shut because I was like, oh my.
But no,
I didn't even know you were allowed to do that in Hollywood.
There's nothing wrong with that. I think Nicole Kidman is a stunningly good-looking woman. And she's really skinny, and I like that.
Oh my gosh. Scott Parks.
We are late for break.
Festivus Friday is coming your way in about 13 minutes, thank God Almighty. It's brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. All right, we got Festivus Friday coming your way in just a few minutes. The airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. We failed to mention this yesterday, and it's not because it's not an important story. I goofed. But have you heard about these flash floods in Spain?
Yes. Have you seen the video?
Yes, with all the cars piled up in the streets. The cars were floating on top of other cars. The death toll, sadly, as of today, has risen to 205 people, with many more believed to be missing, as the initial shock gave way to anger, frustration, and a wave of solidarity. The damage from the storm on Tuesday and Wednesday recalled the aftermath of a tsunami, with survivors left to pick up the pieces as they mourn loved ones lost in Spain's deadliest natural disaster in living memory. Many streets are blocked by piled-up cars and debris. In some cases, people are trapped inside of their homes because of all the debris outside. They can't open their own doors. Some places don't have electricity, of course, running water, or even telephone connections. Says one citizen on the outskirts of Valencia City, the situation is unbelievable. It is a disaster, and there is very little help. We need machinery, cranes, so that the sites can be accessed. We need a lot of help, and bread and water, too.
It's awful what is going on there, but I will say I feel like everything that happened down in Florida and the five other states several weeks ago has completely left the news cycle, and there is still so much devastation down there. We had reached out, and I think we're waiting to hear back, to one of the local fire departments that sent a bunch of firefighters down there to try and help, and one of them did an interview with the local news stations that just said it's so overwhelming. The damage is so overwhelming that, yes, you're helping, but you feel like it's a one drop in a billion
in a bucket.
Drops.
Yeah. But you know this as well as anybody. The attention span of the average American news consumer is extremely short.
It drives me crazy.
Well, I mean, but the job of the media, and I'm just being honest, I'm a defender of the media and news media in this country. Their job is to get as, and you know this, having been in this business for as long as you have, The job of a TV, especially a national TV station, is to get as many people to watch as possible. And if you keep telling as serious and as
yes
as
because if you live down there, you're going hello is anyone paying attention?
Yeah, and anybody then
real quick, I want to end on a positive note because firefighters and police officers and departments sometimes back and forth in fun. They're very playful back and forth.
Yes.
Between fire and police.
Yes.
From a police department in Illinois. Heads up, parents. Be sure to check your kids' Halloween candy tonight. One of our officers just opened up a Butterfinger bar and found a firefighter's application inside. The application reads, firefighter application. Can you nap? Check yes or no.
Okay.
What kind of mustache do you have? Circle one.
All right, Festivus Friday is coming up next.
Well played, Illinois Police Department.
All the lines are open and available. Get in for your grievance at 913-586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.